And Christian, greetings to each one this morning. I really appreciated that song. We've met to worship and adore our Lord. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. And it's so good to look back over the congregation and know that there's going to be people praying as we do our best to try to preach the word. If you want to look with us, I'd like to look over into the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 35th chapter. And I'd like to think about this morning a high road and a low road. And I'd like to first start off thinking about the high road. The high road to heaven. In Isaiah 35, before we ever begin, let's just bow our heads for prayer. Dear Father, we are so thankful this morning to be able to be gathered here in thy name and know that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank thee, Lord, for the privilege of being thy children and to experience the privilege of being on the highway to heaven. And we pray that thou will just touch our hearts and speak to us and give us encouragement and a greater determination to stay close to thee and to walk humbly before thee, Lord, and realizing that all is vain unless that the Spirit of God comes down and directs us, and that we can trust in thee. We don't have to be afraid, but that we can lean heavy upon thee. We ask for thy guidance this morning. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. I'm thankful this morning that the desert can be turned into a productive place when God takes control. And all of us know what it was like when we was in a wilderness, desert land. Nothing is dry, parched, nothing there good. No springs of living water, nothing spiritually. We were hungry, and hopefully we were thirsting after God. We were seeking with all our hearts when we come to the place that we were awakened to our awful need. And the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. And a lot of times they looked back on the little country of Israel. A lot of that country down there was simply desert. In fact, all around them, in some of those big countries like Saudi Arabia and even Iran, just desert land, nomads and camels and traveling around trying to find a place for their sheep or their goats to have a little something to eat. And yet, as in the physical realm, the Israelites took that land and they irrigated it and they worked with it. And they say that even today it is like it's blossoming like a rose. What was a desert now is a beautiful land. If you want to go out west, you'll see the same thing driving out to Oregon as we were heading out that way. Some places, all there is sagebrush and tumbleweeds. It's just hard to believe on one side of the road. But then maybe somebody irrigated and took care of everything on the other side of the road. And here's bright green, whatever is growing there, just beautiful, beautiful land. And on the other side, dry, parched, sagebrush and tumbleweeds. I've heard about them, but I didn't really know what it was like until we took that little trip out there. And I didn't know what tumbleweeds were like until we pulled over to the side of the road. And they just looked like a big old ball of whatever. And happened to be one in front of us, and I didn't pay any attention to it. It's just a big bunch of grass or something, and I just pulled right on up. Well, I got the thing under my car, and I didn't realize how stiff and spiny it was, and it caught under there. And so we took off, and here's this thing is scratching around. It almost sounded like you have a wire brush under your car sticking all up under there, and you can't get the thing loose. But a dry and a thirsty land, no irrigation, nothing to make it produce, nothing to make it green. But you know, that's the way our heart is first. But if God allows His Spirit to come down and our hearts are illuminated with His presence, the sunlight of His presence, everything changes. In a moment of time, God can make a difference out of us, make a new creature out of us. Where it was a dry and a thirsty land, and it was a parched land, and we were thirsty after something, and yet we didn't know what we were seeking. And God made the difference. Praise the Lord. And He still does today in our hearts and lives. And then He says, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And as a result of this, notice what takes place. In verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, because your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. And as a result of being a real Christian, then our desire is to tell others about this. You don't have to live in this dry and parched land. You don't have to live over here where you're constantly seeking something to satisfy the whims of your heart. But you can have something that will satisfy, something that is lush, something that is green, something that is beautiful. You can have something good. The highway of holiness, the highway that leads to heaven. An excellent way, wonderful. Be strong, fear not. Your God will come with vengeance, even God. He will come and save you. And notice what will take place at that point. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. I once was blind, but now I see. Blind, but now I see. And the ears that once could not hear spiritually, now they're attentive to the voice of God. Now they're walking. We're walking humbly before the Lord and listening with our ears inclined to God. And we want His guidance and His leadership as we study His word and ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts, open the word to our hearts. The ears are unstopped, and the lame man leaps as a hart. That one man that had no spiritual life, all of a sudden he is alive. He is no longer lame. He is no longer hampered by being broken and nothing there. Now He has strength. He has muscles. He, by the grace of God, it says here, the lame man leaps as in heart and the tongue of the dumb sings. I believe that's what made Paul and Silas sing in that old jailhouse. God gave them a song in the night. And it was a wonderful thing that right in the midst of a dry and a thirsty land, they had those springs of living water, streams in the desert. Verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of the of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way. Aren't you glad God made a way for us to get to heaven? When the devil would like to close the doors, he'd like to shut us out. He'd like to get us to looking at the lowest common denominator. We can be challenged by godly saints of God that show us a higher way, a way that leads to heaven. That old song says about the higher ground, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. And I'm glad today that by the grace of God, we can step up every day as God gives us light. Some steps may seem harder than others, but as we gain another step closer to the Lord, we find a wonderful plateau. And then there's another step. About the time we think, oh, this is wonderful, we've reached this, God says, now get your foot up there and get a little higher, a little closer. And it takes effort and it takes all we've got to get up to the next place. But we're getting closer to the city of God and closer to the place that we've been living for. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. That brought back to my mind, we were taking a little ride one day when the children were still at home, and we took a little ride down south of Ava and got on the Glade Top Trail. And you know how that Glade Top Trail goes along sort of the ridges of the hills, the Ozarks down through there. And it's very beautiful. You can look out for miles all around. And as we drove along, we came to, on one side of the road, here was one of those fire towers. Oh, I think it was over on the left-hand side of the road, and also over on the hillside. And so we decided we'll pull over to the side and go over here by this fire tower. And, of course, the children are all thinking, well, huh, can we go up there? Can we climb that? Well, I'm not really sure that they want you to climb it because of the liability there would be and the chance of somebody falling off. But a couple of us decided that we'll go up a little ways. We'll see what we can see. And so we got on the steps and started up. It had been there a long time, and it almost seemed a little rickety. And I'm fine as long as my feet are on good, solid ground. And if I get on up 8-10 foot, then I start getting a hold of things. And I hold on, and I'm not going to let go. Sort of reminds me of Glenn Bender one time said he was painting on a big water tower. And as he started up, and I don't know what they had, what kind of ladders, but as it come to where it bulged out, he was leaning back, and they were painting, and said all of a sudden it just got a hold of him. He grabbed that thing with all of his might, and he just would not let go. He just couldn't even bring himself to go ahead with his job. He was just holding on desperately. Well, that's sort of the way I felt like. The higher I got, the stouter I was holding on. It seemed sort of flimsy. And anyway, we went on up a little bit and stopped and looked around. And we found out later that there was a tornado down in the southwest part of Missouri while we were up there, and we were getting some real winds up there. But we finally coaxed ourselves to get clear on up to the little shack up on the top. And it looked like it was padlocked. I think there was a trap door went up under the bottom of it, and there was a padlock on it. And so we couldn't get inside. It looked pretty flimsy anyway. All the old wood looked like it was rotten. And so about the time we got up there, all of a sudden, what did we hear but flapping wings and the buzzards been setting up there. And away they went this way and that way, flying off of that old tower. What were buzzards setting up there on that tower looking for? Well, they were looking for dead things. Something juicy and dead. Something that would appeal to their appetite. Now, this won't help your dinner meal as you think about that. Sometimes I talk about good things before dinner and you get hungry. This won't do that. But they were looking for dead things. You know, when we get on God's highway of wholeness, there won't be one single buzzard. Because if they were there, they'd starve to death. There's nothing dead on God's highway of wholeness that leads us to heaven. Everything that is on God's way, the narrow way, the old paths, the way that leads to heaven is alive. And he said, here there won't be any lions here. No lions shall be there. Nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. Reminds me of Pilgrim when he was going along the way. And he was carefully trying to find his way to the celestial city. And on up ahead, all of a sudden, he realizes two big old lions, one over here and one over there. Big, horrible, ravenous beasts. And they were no doubt growling and putting their paws out and just waiting, just come on a little closer. We'll have you for our meal. But all of a sudden he realized on this narrow way that leads to heaven, as long as he kept in the straight and narrow way and right in the middle, those lions were chained to the side to scare the Christians and to try to scare them back. But they were securely tied. They couldn't get to him as long as he stayed in the narrow way. If he got off to this side or if he got off to that side, he's in danger of losing his life. And the same way with us, if you and I will stay in the narrow way, walk close to the Lord, be challenged, not by someone that is living the borderline life, but be challenged by the godly saints of God, those who love the Lord with all their heart. Let them be our Christian examples and follow those as they follow Christ. Then we don't have to be afraid, even though naturally it would seem like we would be afraid of those huge beasts, but if we can only stay close to the Lord, the devil can't touch us. Aren't you glad? We're living in a day of apostasy. We're living in an awful day as far as all around us. We're having things happening. Just within, most of you know, within just the last week, the house just down from Byler's burned down, a place where that it seems like there was all kinds of drug activity, thieves stealing the neighbors' guns and the neighbors' cycles, and there, and yet it burned down. Why did it burn down? What happened? We don't know. And then just a little bit after that, just a few days ago, just down the road at one of the little stores, a man found slumped over a steering wheel. A young man, 18 years of age, and he was just involved in his first drug deal, and something went wrong, and they found him there. A gun had been put to his head, and that was the end. Just a couple miles from here, that happened. All around us, things that would terrify us if we just trusted in ourselves. And then just yesterday morning, noontime, bang, 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 on one of the neighbor's houses just down the hill from Byler's. Three men, and with guns, wanting to get in. They didn't let them in. It's a wonder they didn't break in. And they came around, looked at the four-wheelers and other things, and then went on their way. They came up to Byler's and wanted to look on the cameras and see if they could see what the car looked like. And they did. It came up the hill and went on. The police was there and looked it over. Perilous times. We're living in perilous times. And our hearts would be faint if it wasn't for God. But thank the Lord, if we're on the highway that leads to heaven, we can, by the grace of God, shut our ears and our eyes to those awful things out there and stay close to the Lord, and He never will forsake us. Let's kneel in prayer.